Blog Talk Radio.
From the town of the blues, there's a team that wears their country too. They've been up, they've been down, throughout an army voice, had the best fans around. There's a growl in the air, we've been hearing the roar. The cops will do it again, just like they did it before. The cops will do it again, just like they did it before. They can boast a couple times, but it's a year for more. They're revving up their bats and getting ready to score. The cops will do it again, just like they did it before. I've been told a bunch of times about the curse from 1945 from a man with a ghost. Cause they were thrown out of the park by some security guy. By now they go to bed, it means the curse is gone. The cops will do it again, cause now it's time to move on. The cops will do it again, just like they did it before. They get close to couple times, but it's a year for more. They're living up their best and getting ready to score. The cops will do it again, and then they'll do it some more. Yeah, we'll shout it from the bleachers till you understand. Kind of faith it takes to be a Cubs fan. If you never stop believing, let me hear you roar. The Cubs will do it again, just like you did before. Yeah. The records on the field are old as hell as fan steel. Foul balls from our own players' hands. We fell for things you still believe in. If you understand, say yeah. 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 Come and do it again, just like they did it before. Making close a couple times, but it's a year for more. They're revving up their best and getting ready to score. Come and do it again, and then they'll do it some more. Yeah, we'll shout it from Chicago till you understand. Kind of faith it takes to be a Cubs fan. If you never stop believing, let me hear you roar. The Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before.
One more, boys!
Never stop believing, let me hear you roar. Yeah,
come on, let me hear you roar. Chicago,
Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before, baby.
That's the fly ball, beat the left back.
Hello!
Yeah.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Neighbor Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out neighborsettlement.org. And remember, they still have those Wednesday walking clubs every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Give them a call at 630-305-5257. That's neighborsettlement.org. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oakbrook. They didn't invent dance. It's the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. And mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and your first dance lesson is free. You know, we're all about free stuff here. And speaking of free stuff, if you go into one of my favorite restaurants in Naperville, Bocconi's, kind of food your mama wanted you to eat, mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and dessert is on me. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated. Say hello to Vilma and Bill Hawes over there, the lovely owners of Bocconi's. Bocconi's.com. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville. All Service Limousine, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Their service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GetLimo.com. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing our guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contract. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, you get, I think it's 10% off installation, maybe 20. Let's go with 10 just to be safe. And if it's 20, you can kiss me later. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. And finally, thank you to another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, Homebridge Financial Services. Is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your summer plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows, and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner in the path ahead. Give them a call. Homebridge Financial Services, 630-404-4272.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. You are now listening to The Good Show, the Dolly McCarthy Show, here on WCKG, Blog Talk Radio, Slam Internet Radio. Oh, my goodness. Now we're on Rivet Radio. All my favorite places to be. How are we doing, John? We had a little bit of technical difficulties earlier in the show. You might have heard some things, but we're good now. And yes, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, and I am Dolly McCarthy. Every week we'd like to bring you good news to discuss, and we have good guests in the studio today. And we promise you at least one good laugh, right? Every week we do that. We have a fun time on the show. Speaking of laughs, I got a couple of announcements before I introduce all these fantastic guests here in the studio. Comedy Night is coming up, the Dolly McCarthy Show, and Fair Lady Productions is presenting Comedy Night featuring Pat Tomasulo, Anna Balaval, Mike Toomey. These are my favorite comedians in Chicago. They're from WGN-TV. There's a plug for GN. Saturday, October 17th, this is a fundraiser for Kids Cab at the Center Stage Theater in Naperville. There's going to be an early show and a later show. And yours truly will be your host. You can get tickets now. I mean, I would get them now because this is definitely going to sell out. There's a limited number of tickets. And guess what? It's only $25, and all the proceeds go towards Kids Cabaret, which I love. Kids Cabaret offers kids in the community scholarships, families that can't afford to continue on, they've hit hard times. And this is a nice thing to do. So we're having a charity event with Fair Lady Productions, Comedy Night, with Mike Toomey, one of the funniest mans I know, one of the funniest comedians I know in Chicagoland. Okay, you know, we're all about good things on the show, and here is something really good that I really, really hope you guys can put it on your calendar and plan for October 1st. Are you sure about this date, Kim? Tim is my lovely intern. This is his last week. October 1st? What day of the week is that? I'm going to put him on the spot. It's on a Thursday? The Kindness Gala. Are you sure about that? I don't know about this. I would check. Tim's not always right. No, I'm sure. I'm sure he is. I'm just teasing him. Okay, the Kindness Gala is coming up. You remember a while ago we had on, it's right? Okay, good. I just didn't realize. I thought maybe she would have it on a Friday or Saturday. It just didn't dawn to me. Okay, my good friend Amy Logan, she's the author of the popular children's book, A Girl with a Cape. I love this book. And she's the founder of the Kindness Gala. And she's giving back for those that need a little help. This is a new not-for-profit. And the Kindness Gala is a pink party to launch her new book coming out, A Girl with a Pink Cape. And it's a tribute to her sister and anyone who's fighting any sort of illness. Her sister had breast cancer back in April of 2014. So this would be a really nice evening, and I would love for you all to come and join me. You know, if you buy a ticket, request a table near me so we can all sit together and have a good time with this. But this is October 1st, and you can go to www.kindnessgala.com, and that's where you can get your tickets. So if you need further details, you can contact the author herself, Amy Logan. Here's her number, 815-609-6060, or go to info@thekindnessgala.com. This would be a fun evening. Okay, we're going to do a shout out now to our good friends over at the Hollywood Palms who have, on every Monday night, if you're a veteran, you get benefits. You can receive free admission on Mondays. And if you mention the Deli McCarthy Show, you could throw in a Coke or dessert, you know, something like that. Love to do that. We want to support our veterans, and I really appreciate Hollywood Palms for going all out on Mondays. Okay, now I have a little bit of an echo. Okay. And finally, another quick announcement before we get to all our good guests in the studio today. Honor the men and women of the U.S. military with the Healing Field of Honor. This is going to be in Naperville, November 6th through the 12th. This year's theme is 50 Years of Healing to thank, honor, and highlight the services of the armed forces during the Vietnam War. And they're going to have a replica of the Vietnam Veteran Memorial wall there. All the proceeds go to the Alan J. Lynch Medal of Honor Veterans Foundation. You know who Alan J. Lynch is. He's been on the show before. He's a Medal of Honor recipient. If you don't know anything about him, okay, well, they have a street named in his honor near Gurnee. If you pull out of Six Flags Great America, you see the Alan J. Lynch Street. And this man has done incredible things. Look him up, Google him, and find out who the real heroes are in this world. And Alan J. Lynch is one of them. You would be amazed when you find out what this man had done during the Vietnam War to deserve this Medal of Honor. A lot of men did not get a Medal of Honor, and they are our heroes, but you know, it's Alan J. Lynch who we were honoring on the for the Healing Field of Honor and his foundation, and all of his proceeds for this foundation go to support veteran needs. You know, veterans that are struggling to make ends meet, they come back here. It's not a cakewalk for them, and they have some of them struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder, you name it. There's lots of different issues that our veterans face, and we need to take care of them. That's our job. And you can do that by being a part of the Alan J. Lynch Medal of Honor Veterans Foundation, making a donation or helping out at the Healing Field of Honor or just coming. You can also purchase flags for this, too. I'm not quite sure how to do that. I think you just go on their website, go to healingfield.org/Naperville for the complete list of events and how to purchase a flag and become even a sponsor of the event. Okay, lots of good things on the show today. I have four lovely, beautiful, good-looking folks in front of me. Mickey Peterson is with the Alzheimer's Association of Greater Illinois, the Greater Illinois chapter, and she's in charge of special events. He does all these fun walks in the community. Mickey, you can jump up to the mic. We have two mics. These guys are all sharing. Say hello. How are you? Thank you for coming today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great. We got a walk coming up, right?
We do. We have several, actually.
Okay.
Out of my office, I manage five walks. And just some of the local ones here, we have Naperville, which you are emceeing our event.
So honored.
And we're so excited to have you. I have St. Charles, Orland Park, Kankakee, Joliet. So you have a lot. There's
busy.
21 for the Greater Illinois chapter. And of the 21, we have five out of my office. So.
Wow. And five, do they all take place in the month of September or
pretty
throughout
much
the year?
Except for my Joliet walk is October 3rd.
Okay.
So, and that's the last of my five.
All
yeah.
Right.
But we have September 12th, 19th, 20th, 26th, October 3rd. Yeah.
Okay, so if you can't make September 20th with me in Naperville, there's plenty of other dates.
There's plenty of other walks. In fact, if people go to alz.org/Illinois, or I'm sorry, /walk, they can see if there's a walk in their area if they are interested in forming a team and doing some fundraising.
Oh, right. Well, let's talk a little bit about Alzheimer's. You know, my grandmother had it, and this was in the early 80s. I'm one of 14 kids, and there was a time where it was not in the very beginning stage, it was kind of the middle towards the end.
Yeah.
And, we actually had her live with us. She moved out of her house and lived with my family. So it was like 24/7 care. That's what you need.
Right.
And so I saw her struggles from the very beginning to the very end. And it's a horrific disease.
It
affects everybody in the family. And, obviously, when you can't, we get frustrated. We can't find our key.
Yeah.
But to watch my grandmother with the frustration and then the depression with forgetting things and looking at you and she would look at us sometimes and get scared. Like, who are you people?
Exactly.
And it was just so horrible. I don't think there was the support back then.
In fact, so many people are getting diagnosed younger today. We're getting people in their 40s, their 50s.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is that early onset or full-blown?
No, early onset, but there are some that are in their 50s that unfortunately got diagnosed a little later, and their disease has progressed a little bit, but it's not just for grandma and grandpa anymore, and a lot of people put dementia and Alzheimer's, with the elderly, and it's not. I've had people, I had someone in my office weeks ago that's 58 years old and said, I'd love to help with this disease. I'd love to talk at your walk in Joliet. That's if I'm doing okay at that time.
Wow.
I mean,
58.
Yeah, 58. And still Alice, I don't know for those of you, that might have seen her movie.
Oh, I'm dying to see that movie.
Oh, it was so good. It was really,
Julianne
really
Moore.
Good.
I love her.
She was great in it.
How old was she? How old is she in the movie?
I want to say 54. Don't quote me exactly right, but early 50s.
So what the average age is for those that are inflicted with Alzheimer's?
I don't, but I can tell you that women are more prone. Two-thirds of the people with Alzheimer's are women.
Why are women more vulnerable to this disease than men?
I don't know.
They don't know.
No, and it's actually the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S. for which there's no prevention, no cure. And no slowing of the progression of it. So we've got to, that's what these walks are about. We have to raise funds. And I do want to tell people that 78% of the money we raise goes to research. 16% of the money that we raise goes to care and support for families. We offer audio conferences every month where families can participate from the comfort of their own home. Free programs they can attend. There's a lot of things we do for them. 24-hour helpline. 6% of what we raise goes to administrative fees.
That's really low.
And so
isn't the average like 30 to 40%?
And a big portion of your dollar goes to research, and that's key. We have got to find a cure.
We got to walk to end Alzheimer's, and if you want to help put an end to this horrific disease, you can come and join me September 20th. Mickey will be there, of course. She's so cute.
Thank you.
You're cuter than Mickey Mouse. I bet you get that all the time. Because I have a name where people say, oh, you're not as big as Dolly Parton. I can't believe I said that.
Well, that's what I keep calling you by mistake.
Sometimes I get Dolly Madison. Oh, my goodness. You remember those Dolly Madison commercials?
Oh, yeah.
With the Peanuts gang? Okay, whatever. Oh, anyway. So you could come out to the walk in Naperville and meet Mickey and Dolly. We would love to see you all on September 20th.
Yes.
Now, where is it taking place, the location?
It's downtown Naperville, North Central College at the football stadium, which is actually called Benedetti Worley Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It starts there. We have a route that walks through a neighborhood and back to the stadium.
So, it'll be a nice, crisp summer, autumn-y day.
I hope.
Yeah.
Pray for no rain.
But if it rains, hey, we're still walking.
Yeah.
We're still walking.
Because
you know what? Those with Alzheimer's have a long, hard walk. That's for sure. So at least we can do this. There's also locations in St. Charles, Orland Park, Joliet, and Kankakee. And so it starts about 8 o'clock?
Registration is usually 8 o'clock, and then the ceremony starts about 9:30, which is when you'll start emceeing, 9:30 to 10, and the walk starts promptly at 10.
All right. All right, let's talk a little bit about the brain. Do you have any brain facts? What can we do to keep our brain healthy and alive? Let's make this point. I want to ask you this first before we get into all that. When they say early onset of Alzheimer's, does that mean that you can, there's some ways to slow it down? Is there a way to slow down the progression of
it? Well, you know, it's funny you ask that. In our newsletter this month, they came out with an article, actually, 10 Ways to Love Your Brain.
Okay.
So I'll just, without going into too much detail, a lot of it's, you know, exercise, stay active, do some challenging brain puzzles. Don't try to stump yourself, you know.
That's buddy not a up. Problem for me.
Buddy up. Be friends with people. Socialize. Hit the books. Read books. Don't smoke.
You sound like my mother.
One of them says butt up, so don't smoke. Follow your heart. You know, try to keep your heart active. Right here, blood pressure and diabetes, they negatively impact, you know, your risk. And so brain injury to the head.
How about smoking?
You know, that's butt out. Yeah. Put the butt out.
Oh, that
smoke.
Was butt out.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it meant something else.
Feel yourself right or feel upright, and it's eat a balanced diet. Eat low in fat and eat lots of vegetables and fruits. Catch some Z's. Make sure you get enough sleep.
Yeah, that one I heard is
key.
Very, very important.
Yep.
How many hours of sleep do you think?
Well, I don't know about anybody else, but I need 9.
10 if you're ugly, but you're not.
When I sleep in, it's 9.
Okay, I take that from Betty White. She said, you need at least 8 hours of sleep, but 9 if you're ugly. No, I'm kidding. But you are definitely not ugly. She's the cutest thing.
You're too sweet.
Well, those are good facts to know. So love your brain, treat yourself right,
yes.
Pretty much for a lot of diseases.
Eat a good balanced diet and just challenge yourself, you know, in everything. And stay active.
Yeah. The problem with that is I challenge myself with, like, puzzles and jigsaw puzzles and crossword, and I get frustrated.
Yeah.
Isn't that counterproductive?
That's okay. That's okay. You're challenging yourself. So.
Well, those are good tips. So you could check out that article in Impact Magazine.
Yeah, it's in our Impact newsletter, and you can get that at alz.org.
All right. Fantastic. So. Well, Mickey Peterson with the Alzheimer's Association, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And giving us the scoop on Alzheimer's. Where are we with the research? And are we close to on anything? Have they found, like, you know how they talk about, oh, we found a gene that has a link to.
Yeah, as far as the research is concerned, I'm not very versed to talk about it. I don't know a lot about that, you know, in particular. And, you know, a lot about the actual disease itself, but we do have people that come out and do programs and teach you, like, know the 10 signs.
Hey, everybody, this is Jamie Cherry, Buzz Dooley, and Dee, and you know us as Naperville's own.
It's Alzheimer's, so.
Okay.
We have people that come out and do that. So I would go to alz.org. There's lots of good information out there. If you feel like maybe one of your loved ones is coming down or, you know, possibly showing signs, I would definitely reach out to our helpline. There's a 24-hour helpline, which is listed on our website. They can call and just ask any question they'd like to.
Awesome.
And they can help them, get them some help.
Thank you so much for
coming
in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Such an important
disease. I can't wait to see you at
the lock. Oh, I'm really looking forward to it, and thanks for all your efforts with that. I know a lot of people are dealing with this, and I know exactly what they're going through because I went through it with my grandmother, God forbid. And sometimes I feel like this is not to take it lightly, but if you are forgetting things, forgetting your keys, or forgetting your keys is one thing, but forgetting that you own keys. I think that's what it is.
Or
something
what the
like,
key is for.
Or what the key
you
is
know,
for.
You,
those are things that...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think... So you have a website they can go to and kind of look...
Yeah. Go to alz.org.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. You're going to stick around for the next half hour of the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, everybody. This is Jamie Cherry, Buzz Dooley, and Dee. And you know us as Naperville's own Lovin' Money. Hey, Labor Day weekend on Saturday, September 5th at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
We'll be rocking the entertainment stage at Naperville JC's Last Fling.
Love it.
Otherwise known as the Homebridge Financial Services and the Dolly McCarthy Show stage.
Woo!
So mark your calendars for Saturday the 5th at 6, and you can find directions and more info at lastfling.org or through our site at lovinmoneyband.com.
Do it.
Hope to see you at the fling.
Woo!
Here we go. Yes, you just heard my peeps. I combined buddies and peeps. That's what I was doing there. Okay. The Love and Money Band, one of my favorite bands on this earth. You got to see these guys. They're going to be at the Naperville Last Fling. See, this is what happens. I just told everybody in the room I gave up coffee. I can't enunciate now. Last Fling, Labor Day weekend. Love and Money will be there September 4th through the 7th. And we have the one and only James Bernicke here to tell us more about Last Fling that's put on by the Jaycees in Naperville. Hey, James, thank you for coming into the show.
Hi,
the
thanks for having me. Yeah, actually, Love and Money is playing on the Dolly McCarthy Home Bridge stage, so good tie in there. They're one of many acts we have on the entertainment stage. We have High Infidelity. Sunday night is actually country night. We have Grossus E. Lee, Thirsty Boot Band, Righteous Hillbillies, and we're going to have a mechanical bull there.
And, right. It's going to be boot scooting good time.
We're going all out. So bring your cowboy hats and your boots, and we'll have a good time on that stage. That stage Friday night, we have Empty Pockets is opening for Pat McCurdy. And then Monday, we have The Nth, Mob Rules, and Alter Ego.
All right.
So full lineup on that stage.
You guys knocked it out of the ballpark this year with entertainment. Okay, let's go over to the Thomas Coffey main stage. Who's going to be rocking there? We already know Daughtry. We've been promoting Daughtry all summer.
Yes, Daughtry's our big one, but we actually have really good openers for him as well. He's on Saturday. We have Ed Kowalczyk, who is the lead singer of Live. He's out on his own now, but he's playing all the live hits, so it should be a great time. A lot of people are excited about that. And then opening for him at 4 o'clock is Matthew Curry, who is from he's from Illinois. He's from a little down south, maybe Peoria, I forget. But he's about 20 years old, and he plays the guitar really, really, really well. It's quite a sight to see.
He's like an Eric Clapton, younger generation Eric Clapton.
We had him on the entertainment stage last year.
Depending upon how old you are listening to the show.
And actually, he went on tour with Peter Frampton. There's a YouTube video of him and Frampton but he held his own.
I love Peter Frampton.
Yeah. So that was,
he was at Rip Fest 1 year. Okay, stop. We're talking about the Naperville Jaycees Last Fling.
That's okay. So to kick off the main stage on the Thomas Coffey main stage on Friday, we have Bad Medicine, which is the area's best Bon Jovi cover band. So that'll kick off the night at 5:30. And then we have Jack Russell's Great White and Lita Ford.
All right.
It should be a pretty rockin' night. Sunday, we start off with Lucky Boys Confusion at 4 o'clock. That's a local Naperville favorite.
How do you remember all this? He doesn't have any notes in front of him, people. You've been working. This is the thing. This is what I'm talking about. The Jaycees, they've been working all year long for this. These people are volunteers. James is a volunteer. You've been a volunteer for the Jaycees for years, haven't you?
Yep. So this has been my life for the past year.
This has been your life. So that's why he knows everything about every stage, every corner of this fest. You want to know, talk to James.
My other full-time job. Lucky Boys Confusion. Then we have Finger 11, which is a great rock band. And then our headliner is Chevelle, who is also local from Chicago.
Chevelle on Sunday night.
On Sunday night,
Oh, fantastic. So, all right, I'm going to quiz you. What night is Daughtry?
Saturday. Come on.
Great White.
Friday.
Oh, he's good. Where's the Dolly McCarthy Homebridge Financial Entertainment Stage located?
Don Jackson.
Oh, this guy is good. You know everything. Are there going to be any beef sandwiches there? It's going to be good food.
Probably.
I keep quizzing this guy. So there's going to be good food. You know, it's not all about the music, too, for the Last Fling. There's other things. There's a family area.
Yeah. Entertainment's my portion. If you quiz me on all the food vendors, I might not do so great, but I know all the entertainment. And then the last entertainment day is Monday. And actually, we have a 5K and a mile run early in the morning and then a parade. And then if you come over to the entertainment stage, it's free that day. We kick off the day with Livewire, who they're probably 10 to 12 now, but they are incredible. They started at School of Rock together, and they're great. They play a bunch of classic tunes.
So 10 to 12 people up on stage?
Years old.
10 to 12 years old?
Yes. They're great. So if you can,
I think I saw a YouTube video of them.
Probably.
There was a girl that was playing the drums. Michaela. It'll come to me. Forget her name, but I was like, who is that girl? I got to get her on the show. She's amazing, the drummer. They're all fantastic.
They're all fantastic. Yeah,
wow.
They're great.
That's Monday.
And then after that, at noon is Axis, which is a Jimi Hendrix cover band. And if you just watched him, you'd think it was Jimi Hendrix.
And his name is Jimmy?
I don't know what his
name is. Oh, I thought you
is.
Said if you watched Jimmy.
If you just looked at him, you'd think it was Jimi Hendrix. He kind of he looks like him. He plays like him. He sounds like him.
He's got the dreadlocks. Is it dreadlocks they call him?
Yeah. He's got the look.
He's got the look.
So, and then we have a Rolling Stones cover band and then a Pink Floyd cover band, Think Floyd.
I love Think Floyd. Who's the Rolling Stone cover band?
Rolling Dice. Yeah.
You mean Tumbling Dice.
Tumbling Dice.
I got him!
Finally.
I got him. He doesn't know everything. I had to correct him on what. I'm kidding, James. You know I'm kidding.
No,
Humbling
yeah.
Dice. Okay, let me just say this. Those guys are amazing. The lead singer, he's been on this show before. Gosh, I wish I could remember his name. It's like slipping me. I'm not even going to do that. I think his name is David. It'll come to me. But he's been on this show before over a year ago. We got to get him back on. But he really looks and acts and stands and dances like Mick Jagger. You would think that you're watching Mick Jagger up there.
Yeah.
And he's got a great voice. And he's really a sweet guy. Really mm-hmm. nice guy. Oh, I'm so thrilled to hear that they're going to be there.
When we went through the submissions, I do remember now that you said that we watched the video and he had the strut down.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's when we knew we had to get him.
Yeah. Awesome. That is fantastic. What a lineup. All right. Here's to the JCs mm-hmm. and James for, you know, dedicating the last year of your life to this event so that we can have some entertainment in our lives and
yeah.
the Labor Day
But like
weekend.
You said, in addition to that, there's tons of food vendors, there's businesses out there, community booths, all kinds of things. There's a family fun land. We have Kaylin Worthy from Austin and LA, which every girl under 10 is screamingly
yeah.
excited
yeah,
about.
Yeah, my 11-year-old, soon to be 11-year-old.
Maybe under 12 then.
It's saying, Mom, can you get tickets for that? Well, special treatment. You got to stand in line with everybody else.
Yeah, but also, sorry, nothing I can do in that area. But also in Family Funland, we have bouncy houses, pony rides.
And that's the great thing. It's free, right? That's
it's all
a free section.
Everything, you know? Yeah. It's all free down there.
All right. And there's carnival. There's a carnival.
Carnival, that's not free, sorry.
Yeah. Not too bad, though.
No, not too bad.
I love the setup of the last fling. You really feel like all of Naperville comes out, like families. But you still have people from all over Chicagoland coming out. But it's not as crazy. Some of the other festivals in the area, midsummer, you know, we won't name names, okay? But it's very laid back. You really can, I know because I have 5 kids and I've gone to this, and this is the one I can handle. I can't handle the other ones with kids. But this is a really nice one, and it's all for a great cause, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the JCs themselves, let's talk about if you've never heard of a JC, what is a JC? And then there's also the Roosters. Tell us what the JCs do and then what the last fling would benefit.
JCs is it's a national organization of young people from 21 to 40, and then if you're over 40, you're called a rooster, which you're still involved in it, and they do most of the work, but they don't get as much credit.
You just see Mickey's face right now. We would be roosters, Mickey.
It's okay. Some of my best friends are roosters. So
what are you saying? You're under 41? Good for you.
Still a rooster. Yeah.
You look about 28, though. That's...
Oh, shucks, thanks.
Okay, so what do you guys do all year long when you're not throwing on these parties?
So
we
throw fundraisers all year long. This is our biggest one. We have other ones, Mardi Gras. We have Santa Pet Pictures, Easter Egg Hunt. We do all kinds of fundraisers throughout the year. But this is the big one.
The big, yeah.
Yeah. So all the money we take from this, which hopefully is a good amount this year if everything goes according to plan, then we take all that money and nonprofits in the area submit to us to get funds from us. And then we vet them. We go and check them all out, make sure that they, like you said, a lot of the money, most of the money doesn't go towards overhead. It goes actually back towards the charity. And then we decide what amount we give them.
Nobody from the JCs gets paid. There's no free lunch. You're all volunteers.
There's one administrator.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she gets paid like $5 an hour or something.
She's part-time, too.
Yeah.
So we try to keep it as low as possible so that most of the money goes back to the community.
Well, here's something really special about this year, too. This is the 50th. Anniversary of the JCs?
This is the 50th fling.
Wait a minute. 50th fling? So how long have the JCs been around?
A long time.
Before you were born, yes. But this is the 50th fling? Well, I didn't realize there were that many.
Yes, this is the 50th fling.
Okay, let's go back to the first fling. That was back in, let me do the math, like in the 50s, somewhere around there. What did they do for that one?
Again, it was before I was born. But my
Me too.
To what I know... the original fling wasn't put on by the JCs. It was actually put on by the city. And it was just really a parade and a little party at the end.
The city of Naperville. By the way, I don't know if I mentioned this is in Naperville. Is this taking place in downtown Naperville?
Downtown Naperville. The 4th through the 7th. We didn't mention that. Over
we
Labor
did
Day.
Mention that.
Okay. Just we can always reiterate.
Mr. Know-It-All is here on the show. Teasing you, James. This guy is fantastic. You are out in the community yourself. You and your family, your wife, mm-hmm. Karen.
Jody.
Why did I say Karen? I was thinking of Karen Coleman for a moment there.
Okay.
Another JC.
We're all out there together.
Jody, say hi to Jody for me.
I will.
She's a lovely gal. Okay, so you were going to say something. I interrupted you. The first fling.
Oh, the first fling was a little smaller than this one.
Just a little.
It's grown over the years. It's gone from what I understand was just kind of a parade and a little party and a thank you end of summer barbecue type of thing to this four-day event with huge national acts and hundreds of food vendors and thousands of people. So it's great. But we get to give a lot of money back to charity, so it's all worth it.
Yeah, it's awesome what you guys do. And how many volunteers are there right now with the JCs?
Probably a couple hundred.
Really?
Between the JCs and the Roosters. And then there are just people who just come every year.
Mm-hmm.
And they might not be involved in the JCs, but they just love the fling and what the JCs are about.
Yeah.
And they'll just come and show up. And then there's groups of people, you know, parents of the Naperville North lacrosse players will all come and pour beer and just they volunteer. So
it's a really down-home kind of atmosphere. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's a really nice kickoff or ending to summer and kickoff to the school year. Great entertainment. Again, the family fun area is going to be at Naper Settlement, right?
Yes.
The Naper Settlement. So that's not far from the actual carnival area.
Mm-hmm.
So when you spend all your money at the carnival area and the food, then you walk over to the free stuff. I'm kidding. No, the free stuff is fun, too, with jumps and all that. But really, all this is going for a great cause, lots of great and worthy charities in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And the Naperville JCs, you better believe it, they vet these groups. Holy cow. I've heard about you guys.
Yep,
you make sure these groups are on the up and up. Kidding.
It's true though.
That was probably true. Yeah.
That was one of the first things I did when I joined. Is you know I went out to you know to the site and checked them out and
mm-hmm.
made sure that you know they were legit.
Yeah.
It feels good when you give them money and they're very very happy.
Yeah, especially with you when you are volunteering all year long, you want to make sure that every dollar counts and they're going to really really worthy. Look at me, I'm a cup of coffee. Really worthy groups. That's for sure. Well, thanks for everything the JCs are doing, and I am so honored to be a part of it.
We're happy to have you.
We forgot to plug the singing at the fling.
Oh, yeah.
That's Sunday.
New,
I got you again.
And my wife's in charge of that.
Ah! Oh, my gosh! And he didn't even plug his wife's event.
Yeah, so singing at the fling is
Jody, we love you.
Our singing competition is at noon on Sunday. We had auditions last weekend, and we had 30-something people from around the area come and audition, and we brought it down to the three age categories and then duos and groups. They're going to go up and sing their 3-minute song, and we'll have celebrity judges, and it'll be fun.
That is going to be a blast. So that's on Sunday at noon.
Mm-hmm. That kicks off our Sunday at your stage,
Homebridge Financial, the Dolly McCarthy Show stage. I'm really honored to be a part of this and all the good work being associated with the JCs. Even though I never was a JC, I always wanted to be a JC. But when I found out about the JCs, I had little children at home, and I know that's no excuse, really. I was overwhelmed. I can't join another thing. But I always wanted to.
You still can.
And, you know, maybe I'll be Mickey, you want to be a rooster? Let's become roosters.
Do it.
Why not?
It'll be fun. All right, I'm going to play a quick promo. This is, I love this guy. He's got some good music.
Hey, it's Chris Daughtry, and we're so excited to see you Saturday, September 5th on the main stage at the Naperville JC's Last Fling over Labor Day weekend. Tickets are on sale now at lastfling.org.
.org. Don't you love that echo? .org. Okay, one more promo, and then we're going to take, we're going to move on. We're going to move on. Thank you, James, so much for giving us a lowdown on the Naperville JC's Last Fling, and we'll be right back with, we have another great non-for-profit in the studio. All about non-for-profits on the show. Spreading the good word. What's the good word? Be right back.
Hi, this is Cam, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, this is Court Carpenter. Get your koozies ready to go because you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Craig Wayne Boyd, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody, it's David Lee Murphy, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love that. David Lee Murphy's been on the show, how many times? 3 times on the show? He's one of my country. It's getting a little crazy in the studio here. People are talking a little. No, I'm just kidding. You guys can talk. Go ahead. It's a live fun show. You know we're good with that. I was gonna say David Lee Murphy. I think he said McCartney Show, on accident. That promo that I have that I've been playing, the Dolly McCartney Show. Yeah, but he knows who I am. He does. We've had him on the show like 3 times, and I don't know. People do that to me all the time. Did I do all the announcements before I go to the next two? Because the next two on my show, good friends, silly folks, they're going to distract me, and I want to make sure all the announcements are done before I even introduce you two. They are the nicest people that I've ever met. Great couple. Edmund and Glesna Costin from the Naperville Independent Film Festival. This is a not-for-profit, right? And every year in September, they put together a wonderful and magical, exciting, thrilling film festival. You guys, you can talk.
Oh, okay.
I can't see Glesna. You're hiding. Come on, move over so I can see your face, your lovely face. Oh, this is, I can't believe it's September again. The film festival is here. I can't think her mic's on. Yeah.
Am I on?
Oh, no, she's not on. We're a little technical. Why don't you try this mic?
Hi there.
There we go. We got you.
Scared the heck out of me. Listen, this is our 8th year, Dolly. I can't believe
it's been 8 years. I remember year one.
Yes.
You remember year one?
We do. We were remembering it. And it came out of my brain, which is a very scary place to be. And we used to enter film festivals. And I jokingly said one day, why don't we have our own film festival? And we laughed. And that was funny. And then
I thought she was crazy.
Yeah. He still does.
Did you really?
Yeah. He thought, oh, yeah, right. And then we actually bumped into our old mayor, George Pradle, and he is, George, we're going to have a film festival. And, you know, you get all jiggy and excited. He said, oh, let's do it. Let's do it. And 18 months later, the first film festival was born, and it's just a dream come true for us.
Awesome. And they've been so fun every year, growing and growing. And so let's talk about this year. How many entries and, you know, there's categories, there's documentaries and whatnot. Explain the film festival for those that don't know much about film festivals and are thinking about coming out. They really should. This is really exciting.
Yes. Well, a film festival is nothing else but a platform for filmmakers that are not known yet in the industry, from writer, directors, actors, and so on. We basically cater to documentary, to filmmakers that does feature film, short story, music video, screenplay people.
Short
animation. I mean,
and screenplays.
Yeah, screenplays.
And did you say music videos too? I remember that was a new category last year, right?
Music video as well. What's been really exciting this year is that we had an overwhelming amount of films enter. Actually, this year we have the top 234 entries from all over the world, 19 countries. We had a lot from Germany, and you know, I have to say it. My jury had a hell of a time to find the best of the best, because every film this year was the top of the line.
Are you serious? Get out. I'm just saying that because you're not.
No. I'm
seriously?
Serious. You know.
Yeah. That's good to hear.
Every year, the filmmakers have grown because the technology and you know, the ability to get a camera for a little money, it's out there. You know, $1,000, you can get a good camera. It's high definition, maybe 2K or 4, whatever, you know. And you can shoot really good stuff. And if they have a good story, the jury will see that. And there were a lot of good stories, a lot of good elements in each film that they really struggled this year, which is a good thing for us because now we have the best of the best.
Yeah, the cream of the crop. We're going to be at Hollywood Boulevard. It's the opening and closing night. And
Hollywood
Boulevard, yeah. The other place wasn't open to us.
What's Hollywood Boulevard? Is that
in
a theater?
Woodridge.
Yeah, Woodridge.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's the Hollywood Boulevard
Theater.
It's
the opening and closing night.
Okay.
So it's the.
All right, let's give the dates. Did we give the dates yet?
September 12th through the 19th.
So it's an entire week.
We grew from 4 nights to the whole week now, and we're loaded. And we have showings at 7 and 9.
Okay, so people could go online and buy a ticket for the week or for each day.
Yes. Now we're at the AMC Theaters. That's where we're going to be showing these films all week, and that's at the 95th and 59th Street. Their address is actually 2815 Showplace Drive in Naperville.
Okay.
And that's where all the magic is going to be happening. And then the opening closing nights are a blast. We always enjoy everybody coming out, getting to see. Lots of times we have the writer, director, producer, stars come out for Q&As. Our opening night this night is Cotton. And I think everybody remembers Gary Cole. Remember him? He's a well-known actor. He's in this movie also. We're trying to get him to come out, too. We always try to get as many stars out. But when people ask me who's coming, I always say, our filmmakers are the stars. They are the ones that put out the blood, sweat, and tears, mortgage the house, try to make the film. And so we cater to them. We showcase to them. And there are two stars.
Yeah, you know, what you say is so true. I am so impressed when I meet those producers and those directors. Edmund, you're a producer and a director. Well, so are you, Glesna. You guys put together the movie Precious Metal. which hasn't been released yet, right?
Nope. Dolly has a walk in there. She's got a bit part in the movie. She's awesome, by the way.
These two are funny. Dolly, you're going to be an extra. And then at the last minute, Dolly, here's a page. Memorize these lines. You're going to be speaking in the show.
You're a news reporter.
Played yourself. Come on.
They gave me 5 minutes. And Dolly, no mistake, because this is an independent film. We don't have any money. So you have to do it in one take.
And it was one take.
And she did it exactly spot on. You're amazing.
Luckily, the cloud went over the sun. I got another take. Remember that? Oh, the cloud moved. So we got to do another one. But anyway, you know, those are, to me, those are the rock stars. Because, I mean, I just have this thing about people that work hard. I always want to know how they do it.
You know, people don't understand that an average feature film, if you combine the work from the beginning, the conception of the story, to the release time, night, it's probably an average of 20 to 50,000 man-hour work to see a 90-minute story. You don't realize the people that work behind the scenes, there's hundreds and hundreds. Just like in our film, we had like probably 350 people behind the scenes, people that you don't even know exist.
Yeah, yeah. And you had some, we'll just do a little bit of plug for Precious Metal. Okay. I know Bless has got a list. We got plenty of time. We're going to go through that list.
Sure?
We won't miss anything. But in that movie, Precious Metal, was Paul Sorvino,
yes.
The one and only Paul Sorvino.
Yep.
And there were some other celebrities in that movie, too.
Fiona Dourif, those are phenomenal. And then,
yeah, her father, Brian, really was a very great character actor. He does a lot of scary movies. He's a good stage actor.
Yeah. Wow. So has life gone back to normal a little bit for you now that movie's put to bed, or are you still?
Oh, no. We're in the process.
We're still working on the distribution aspect.
This is the real work
difficult.
Now. Yeah.
So the great thing about the Naperville Independent Film Festival is for all these people that submit, you guys know the work they put in.
Absolutely. We know firsthand what they do. We know how difficult it is to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not to minimize sometimes filmmakers, but when they get a distribution, not all the time the money comes back to the investors. You know, getting distribution is getting an offer. It's not getting money.
It goes on and on and on and on.
The film festival also is a venue for this filmmaker. I have a very quick example story of a guy from Michigan that he followed his friend to New York to a premiere of his feature film. There were six people in the audience. Okay, the guy was pissed because he said, six people, and I have to go up there and talk to these five people because I'm one of them. So that's why there's six. So story short, he went up, he did a little speech Q&A, and at the end he walked out. This old gentleman walked up to him and handed him a business card, and he says, "I would like to talk to you in private. I am intention to buy your movie." He was a buyer for a production distribution company, so you never know who's in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And we have proof through the film festival for many, many years.
Happened to us too.
I think we have about 15 filmmakers that got distribution.
Which is Tribeca sometimes doesn't do that. Sundance sometimes doesn't do that. So we've had that. In fact, this year we just had one scratched like 2 days ago, which sends us into another fury. But it's called American Cheerleader, and it got picked up for distribution. And we had it as one of ours, so, of course, everything has to change. God bless them.
Who will be able to see it or no?
You may be able to see it at another, at another thing. But we're so thrilled.
They submitted to you.
They got a distribution deal, and unfortunately, we don't get to screen it. But, I mean, these are the things we live for. This is the grins on the faces of all these filmmakers and people who get deals and get to show their work on a big screen. That's what we're living for right now.
Wow. So 8 years, what impact now, this Naperville Independent Film Festival, now it's world-renowned. You said how many countries now submit? 19?
This year. 19
countries. Wow. Just this year. The first year when we started out, I thought, if we get 10 in, and we got 175 entries the first year. How do these people know about Naperville? Well, there's a clearinghouse, and you go, and when you have a film, you want to get it shown to people, so you get into these film festivals. And so for them to recognize Naperville, and then we've had so many repeat because they love Naperville. They love it. We're showcasing our city here. We have restaurants. We have the transportation. We have Dolly McCarthy. We have all these things.
Don't say that. They won't be coming.
But they come back year after year. They re-enter because they love our area, love our hospitality. When George Prater was mayor, he gave out keys to the city to a lot of our – we had Karen Black. We had David Preval from The Sopranos. We gave keys to the city to these people, and they were in awe. Before Karen Black passed away, we would call her every now and then, and we'd keep in touch, and we'd say, what are you doing? She says, I'm polishing my key.
Aw. So, yeah,
it's a great place to shoot a movie, number one, and number two, to get the whole experience of Naperville is awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know about shootings. The Precious Metal mostly was shot in Naperville and parts of Aurora, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, so what else we got here for the film festival?
I got a list.
A very interesting panel that we put together just now, coming up on the Saturday, 10 a.m. till noon, 2 hours. It might expand to 1 o'clock. I know the panels that they work. It's going to be the AMC, again, on the 19th September, and it's going to be an attorney, John Adler, an entertainment attorney from Chicago. And then we have Dexter Martin, is a strategist in marketing movies. Which is the success of a movie is based on a great marketing, which is 99%. You have to work on marketing.
Yeah, Waterworld is one example.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Does anybody remember that movie?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, sure.
When they spent over $1 million on that, and I remember watching it, and I felt like I was watching a boat in a pool.
Exactly.
Thing is crazy.
Yeah. Then we have John, we got John Wesley Norton and his wife coming out.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be a film critic there.
That's okay. You can be as critical as you
Kevin Costner is still very good looking in
the
show. Okay, enough of that.
But he's not coming. But anyway, and then we have Sarah Clark from Chicago. She's a casting guru. So anybody and everybody that's ever had any notion of ever making a film or wanting to learn how to do it, you know, everybody in the world, I think, has some kind of story to tell.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the way to get it out there and to learn how to do it. For the cost of $20, you get 2 hours of picking these people's brains, and you can actually get out there and write your own screenplay. So we encourage everybody to get out there and get your brains out. And
anybody can do this. What day is this again?
The 19th.
The
19th. Saturday, 10 a.m. till noon.
Is that the final?
That's our closing night.
That's the closing night.
But
okay.
This is during the morning.
And see, one of the biggest pitfalls for a filmmaker is the fact that they don't know the legality of making a film. That's the reason why I bring this entertainment attorney, which is actually my own attorney. The reason why I'm not bringing him there, because that way you can tell the filmmaker what to do, and most important than not to do, so you don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, throughout the course, after the movie's made, everything.
It's so important.
Is it too late to make submissions for the film festival this year?
For next year. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We're already
not
working
too late
on
next
year.
Okay.
We already started taking submissions
for next
year.
For next year.
Okay. It never ends. Also, really exciting this year, Tribeca Flashpoint partnered with us this year. Yay, we've been trying for them for a few years. So we're
who
really
are they?
Excited.
The big school, the great school, one of the best schools in the nation, aside from Columbia College, waiting for money from them as well. And it's basically owned by De Niro, which is Tribeca Film.
Oh, Robert De Niro?
Yeah.
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
Yeah, the
you looking at me? Come on, this is about theater and film.
The good thing about
feel free, Mickey, to jump in.
I'm ready to get a sample of that.
The great thing about this school, Dolly, is the fact that you are hands-on. You go, you read.
Where's that school at?
It's
located?
Right downtown Chicago, I would say.
Tribeca?
Yeah.
Flashpoint.
Tim is my intern. He just graduated from Columbia College.
Yeah.
Which school's
Flashpoint.
Better? I'm kidding. Don't say anything.
They're both good.
We want Robert De Niro to come on the show.
Darn tootin', we do.
Let's keep working on that one.
So that was really exciting. They contacted us. This gives us, I mean, this is amazing for us. This is, you know, huge.
Well, yeah.
So they became sponsors, and we were going to we'll have someone representing them. Would be great if it was De Niro, but it's not. coming and being a presenter at our red carpet closing night. And
very exciting.
Dolly is going to be a
am
red
I?
Carpet. Yes, you are.
I never knew this.
Yes, you are.
Well,
on,
you better get a hold of Tim and get it on the calendar.
Already,
I'm kidding.
Every year.
I'll see if I'll check with my people. My people will get a hold of your
people.
Do
we have people? Yeah, we have people. Yeah. Anyway.
Maybe we should call Paul Sorvino, see if he can talk to Bobby De Niro.
Boy, let me tell you, Dolly, you were... You were
stop
gracious.
It right now.
You were great. Let's put it that way.
I had to go to dinner with Paul Sorvino.
Oh, it was such a chore.
They made me go to dinner with him. That was fun.
Now we've got.
He sang. We were at Sullivan.
Yes.
No, not Sullivan. Yeah, we went to Sullivan's.
Yes.
I gave him a Dolly Teeny. Then we went to what's the other Italian restaurant in town?
Rosebud.
Rosebud.
Yes.
And he broke out and started singing opera for the whole restaurant. It was
singer.
So fun. That's the great thing about the film festival is that you get these celebrities that come in and they'll go to our local.
establishments and out of the blue start singing opera for the whole place. It was hilarious.
And talk about celebrity, we're going to have Soup Nazi this year.
The Soup Nazi!
Larry Thomas from Seinfeld is coming out on Friday night. And
what's his favorite line? Edmund, you do it.
No soup for you.
Friday night he's coming out?
Friday night he'll be at the AMC signing his new book.
You need to take notes from James over here. Get your dates right. Yeah. So it's Friday night. He's got a book
Friday night,
about soup.
He wrote a cookbook, but it's about acting and cooking and all kinds of stuff.
Hilarious.
It's going to be a blast. And he's a riot anyway. He's a lot of fun. So, he'll be out here signing his book. And,
isn't it amazing how he's now rich and famous from that one line? No soup for you.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, he's built an entire career. But he's very talented. People don't realize he's nice. He did get pigeonholed in that, but he's got a lot
of
many, many attributes. He's really exciting and fun guy.
He's a hardworking actor. You know, a lot of film. He works a lot of film, a lot of independent film, because by choice. You know? But, you know, he was in movies, the one with
$1 million. Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
All right, Glesso, anything else you want to plug?
One more thing is Edmund also partnered up with a German company, and they set
What's with the Germans in this festival?
We're having We're having two German nights.
You're going to have a is it a polka band? No, that's Polish.
That's
the German.
Wrong, or something. But anyway, so that is exciting again. We're going to have a lot of those films. And we also are showing films at North Central College at Smith Hall. So all those films that you're going to see there have already won festivals. You're seeing winners of the winners.
Oh, right. Well, this is really exciting. Okay, let's give the dates one more time.
September 12th to the 19th. We want to see you at the film festival. Come on out. Support the arts in the Midwest.
Hey, how about that? Let's do that. Support the arts. And if you are a young person, younger than me, if you're interested in creating films, go to this event on Saturday during the day and talk to these producers and writers and directors and see how to get started. But
it's the best $20 you ever spent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm excited about the whole week. I'm looking forward to it. So what's the website that people could go to and get tickets for this?
NaperFilmFest.org.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you, too, for coming.
Our pleasure.
Great to have you back on.
Thank you.
I think the only time you were on, you had a call in.
Yeah.
But we had a great time.
That's what I thought
nice
I was
to see
doing.
You face to face.
This is much better.
Isn't this nice?
You notice he's Italian. If you hold his hands, he can't talk, Sally. Did you notice that?
The Germans are invading the Naperville Independent Film Festival. Come on out. And see. I'm kidding. I'm really excited about it. Hey, what's one show that it's must-see for people?
Well, the opening night is Cotton. And it's generally rated. Bring the whole family.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Very quickly, every night there is a premiere.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A 7 and premiere at 9. So you can miss. It's always good.
All right. Edmund and Glesna from the Naperville Independent Film Festival, thank you so much for coming out and all the good things you're doing and bringing all these creative, exciting events to Naperville. And speaking of exciting events, don't miss out. The Naperville JC's Last Fling, thanks to James Bernicke for coming today. You were great, James. I mean, you were a smart man. I don't think he's going to be – he's definitely not a candidate to get Alzheimer's. This guy was – his brain is wired. You're going to be one of those 90, 100-year-old men, and you're going to be – what do they call it? Quick as a wick? What's that? Sharp as a tack. That's what I meant. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. James, thank you.
Thank you.
And to Mickey Peterson from the Alzheimer's Association, thank you so much, Mickey. So much fun to have you in the studio.
Thank you, Dolly. And I didn't realize you were such a hoot. But anyway, thanks for having me on.
I knew when I met this woman, I said, you got to be from a big family.
I do.
Quick to laugh, fun-loving gal over here. And let's not forget, the walk is September 20th. And then, I got to jump back. The Naperville JC's Last Fling is Labor Day weekend. And don't forget to come out to the parade on Monday morning, too. The Dolly McCarthy Show, we're going to be marching. James, do you want to say something more?
You can see the whole list of events, fans, vendors, everything's at lastfling.org.
Fantastic. All right, we got to end the show on a good note. We always try to do it that way. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. And if you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us along on Twitter and YouTube and now on Instagram, which my tweens and my teens are taking care of that account for me. I don't know what I'm doing on that.
Anyway, it's fun. Thank you guys so much. We'll talk to you next week. Come on out to the Fling, the Flim Festival, and the walk on September 20th. Take good care of each other. Bye bye, everybody. Thank you.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.